With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking once again with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, boy, I'll tell you what, this is the time when it gets dark early and people get wiped out this time of year. But your Winthrop Vikings are doing pretty well. I wonder if you could give me a little bit of an update on the tournament that's going on, where it's going on, and how you guys are playing.
Yeah, we're playing pretty well. We came out of the gate 3-0 and had a little time, a few days off, obviously, for the holiday, and then picked it back up today. We played in the Giordano tournament run by Boston Latin over in South Boston. And it's South Boston, Linfield, Hanover, and us. Mm-hmm. And we watched the Linfield Hanover game. It went to overtime, and Hanover snuck one in, so beat Linfield 2-1 in overtime. And then we played Boston Latin after that, and we came out on top 5-2. So we play the Hanover tomorrow, and it was a good game.
Coach, what can you tell me? Looking at Linfield, because they've got everybody back more or less, and they've hit a couple of glitches so far. What did they look like in the game?
I know John was frustrated. He said, "I hope it's a Winthrop, Linfield final." And I said, "Yeah, that'd be great," because I get all the respect in the world for the Gardner brothers. They're great guys, and they ran into a hot goalie too. I thought Hanover's goaltender made some big saves early. I mean, the play was all down Hanover's end for the first period and a half, but then it went down the other end, and Hanover scored. Because Linfield's goalie wasn't getting much pressure at all, and then it ended, and then I'd say a couple of minutes in overtime they went to 3-on-3, and I didn't see the goal go in, but I'm sure. I know they weren't happy about it, but they're dynamic. Their first line's very, very good. They got a couple of D that I thought were very good. I really like, I don't know his name, but I really like number 9 on that team. He was really creating some plays out there and doing some nice things. So, I like Winfield. Sometimes these games early are the ones that wake you up and can put you in the right direction. So I think hopefully that's what it was for Winfield today.
That's great analysis, and it's cool because you win some, you lose some, and when you're expected to win them all, man, you got the bullseye on your back. I got to ask I got to ask you about the Danvers game, Dale, because your staple is defense, but boy, you put up 7 on the Falcons, and tell me about that one.
Well, it started off kind of slow. Puck wasn't really bouncing for us at all in the first period, and then we got a penalty. We got a power play, and got a nice power play goal. And then we started to settle in, sustain a lot more pressure in their end. And, then we really got rolling. So, it was nice to see that output, obviously, because we usually don't score a ton of goals. But, I always say it's a game to 3. So if we can get to 3, we'll have a chance to win it. So now getting, 5, 6, 7 goals, that's looking good.
I'm just laughing. To get to 3, man, and you guys usually do win if you get to 3. Okay, what about today's game against Latin?
Well, we just, we came out of the gate, pretty good. Fell asleep in the second, didn't play well, and then picked it back up in the third. But, we were getting chances. We weren't just capitalizing, but, it ended up, Pete Silverman's just on fire. He had 4-1 today and 5-2 wins.
Whoa.
I think he's been averaging that every game so far. I think he has 16, 17 goals already.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Okay,
so he's averaging a hat trick a game right now. I know that. And and one, I think two of them, he had 4 goals out of the 5. So
Oh man! All right.
Yeah,
so
he's playing very well.
Okay, so tomorrow it's Hanover in the finals at the Giordano Classic. That's a 4 o'clock start, and then you have almost a week off. So the focus tomorrow, obviously, what do you see from Hanover?
Well, you know, I thought they were very good. I mean, they play obviously very good team defense. They really collapse in their own end. And then they, you know, they're opportunistic. They got the puck in Linfield's end today and just, you know, worked for their chances. There weren't many of them, but, you know, we came back and now, you know, we'll be facing the same thing tomorrow, but I anticipate us to come out. I didn't think we played our best today, but. Tomorrow, I think we'll be right back in the thick of things, and hopefully we can, you know, get a win out of it.
Dale, one more time, the strength of your team. Do you see it as team defense, and especially on your back line, and obviously in Peter?
Yeah, I mean, Peter's dynamic. I mean, right now he's 95% of our goals, but we do a lot of other things well. You know, we have almost our whole defense back. We got a new goalie who's just standing on his head. You know, we've got a couple of lines we can really throw at you. So, you know, special teams are very good. So right now, you know, we're just trying to balance it all out. But the main thing is just come out and compete and you know, start the games on time, play hard, and be in it at the end.
Great start. It's going to be a terrific year this year, Coach. I'm looking forward to talking with you more often about everything across the league and leagues. But meantime, good luck tomorrow, and talk to you later.
That was great, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. That's Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.